How does God do His work? How is it that God changes us as individuals? The Spirit of God does not work independent of His Word, and His Word does not work independent of His Spirit. How does God change us? How does God work in our hearts? It is by the power of His Word, and as His Word is applied to us by the Holy Spirit. They work together. And this is the burden of our text this morning in Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 10 and 11. Look at those verses again, if you would, with me. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I set it. And a proper understanding of the Word of God and how God works is therefore essential to this whole idea that we're exploring, that is given to us at the beginning of this paragraph. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. We seek the Lord by looking to Him in His Word. We've said this so often. And God then uses His Word to alter our hearts and to change us. This is real, folks. This is God's method of operation. And as we look at it this morning, I do pray that God would be pleased to give us an understanding of how He operates so that we not only take it more seriously, but seek His face by reading His Word, studying His Word, listening to what His Word has to say. And so at the head of the outline, I give you this statement: seek the Lord. Look to Him in His Word. By the power of the Spirit, God's Word will do the work in your life that God intends. We're so often looking for God to work in our lives. Well, here we go. Our text speaks about this morning, and it speaks about this, it seems to me, quite pointedly. Now, as we look at this text, Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 10 and 11, I want us to just take a step back for a moment and understand that the context in which these words are given in verses 10 and 11 have to do with seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may be found. And when we looked at verse 6, we did come to understand that seeking the Lord is part of our makeup. It is part of who we are. God created us to seek Him. From one individual, all of us were created. And God, as He created us from this one individual, established the times in which we would live and the places in which we would live. And He did so for a purpose. The Apostle Paul tells us in Acts 17 that we should seek Him, that we should seek God. And so we need to keep that in mind. And we need to understand that the motive for seeking the Lord is His benevolence, His goodness, His grace. Look at verses 6 and following again. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. And what is the motivation? And He will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The great motive is the compassion and the mercy and the love of God. Now the prophet goes on to say that one of the reasons we need to return to God is that our thoughts and his thoughts are not together. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. And so we need to come back to him. We need to return to him. As high as the heavens are from the earth, so far are his ways above our ways and his thoughts above our thoughts. But God is gracious. God comes to us and brings us his thoughts and his ways in Scripture. And so we are to study his word in order to learn what he has to say, to learn his ways, to learn the way of salvation, which is through Jesus Christ. And coming to Jesus Christ through faith, to learn the way of growth in Jesus Christ, what sanctification and growth is all about as God works in us. And so we are to learn his thoughts and his ways. And now we come to a tremendous promise that God does say to us as we look at his word, as we utilize his word. He promises us that he will work in us to accomplish his purposes, to accomplish his will, to do his work. That's his promise. And that's what we're looking at this morning. And so when you look to God, when you seek his face, you do look to his word. And you do look to Jesus Christ, who is the Lord. Verse 6 says, seek the Lord. When we looked at that text again, we understood it to mean, and I think this is correct, that we are to come to God through Jesus Christ, that he's the only mediator between God and men. And so when we seek God, we are to seek him through the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And we are to look to him in his word. Look at verse 11. So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It's the word that we're concerned about. And the word, specifically in the text, is the word that Isaiah is speaking. It's God's word, and Isaiah is speaking it. And we don't have to go far to find it. So many Bibles in the world today. And so many Bibles collecting dust in the world today. And very often when people come to a fork in the road in their own lives that's brought about by a particular circumstance, an illness or an injury. They are brought to the place by that circumstance to open that Bible that has been collecting dust for so long and look into the pages of that Bible with the hope of finding something that God has to say to them about their circumstance. It's the Word of God that God uses. And we don't have to go far to hear from God. On the sheet that has some quotes from commentaries on it, Matthew Henry, it says under Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 on that sheet, God speaks openly to us so that it is unnecessary to make longer inquiry. Some people are longing to hear the voice of God. And so they go out in the field and they raise their hands to heaven and they cry, would you speak to me, God? All I have to do is open the Scriptures. That's what needs to take place. And it is a phenomenal thing which God has done in bringing us his Word. And so you need to put yourself under the Word of God. You need to ply the pages of Scripture, and you need to do it on a regular basis. One of the reasons that We instituted a class that uses the daily devotional guide. Table Talk is so that we could engender a regular reading of the scriptures and then some interaction on those scriptures once a week. What God is saying and how those scriptures relate to us as individuals. And I know from that class that there are various ones of you who have said, I've really learned a lot from God as we've been engaged in that class over a period of months and period of years. And that's what it's about. And that's what our text is telling us. Let's go back to verse 10, because here's the promise that God gives, or the first part of the promise that God gives. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, for just like the rain, for as the rain and the snow, it's a simile, like this, so the word of God, that's the idea, there's a comparison that's being made here. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, you thank God for the rain, don't you? For the rain that comes down from above. And it is so good. And a lot of the time, not always, a lot of the time we thank God for the snow, too. When that snow gently comes on the fields, and there's 3 or 4 inches, and it rests on those fields, and it melts into the fields. Look at the text again. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth. There is a watering of the earth, and then there's an evaporation, and the water evaporated ascends back up into heaven. But before it does that, it waters the earth. And what does the text tell us takes place? Making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. It causes the earth to sprout because the sower has put seed into the ground. And you all that farm or have farmed understand this better than the rest of us, that that seed is placed in the ground and you ask God for the rain and it comes. And what happens? That seed does sprout and grow, does it not? And it's just as sure that that seed will sprout and grow and bear fruit as the sun rises every day, as the days go by and the years pass. It's just as sure that that seed will grow as the moon and the stars shine every night. This is the cycle. This is what does take place. And because this does take place, there is food that we can eat. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. My word, says God, will bear fruit when it is sown. It will bear fruit appropriate to my will. Let me try and illustrate this to you. by repeating something that you hear every week. It is a benediction. When I pronounce the benediction, I usually do it slowly, deliberately, and I do it in this fashion because it is my conviction that God is actually active in and through the pronouncing of the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be very gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and grant you His peace. God said to Moses, "You shall instruct Aaron and his sons to bless my people with these words, and so shall they put my name upon them." This is no idle action. This is not just something we do because it occurs in the order of worship at the end so we can get out of here. This is something which God requires in His Word because it is a vehicle by which He works to alter our hearts. "So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It is not an empty-handed word, but it will accomplish the purpose for which I send it, and it will bring about the fruit in your life that God intends." Friends, this is why it's so important for you to read the Word of God. This is why it is so important for you to read the Word of God with your children, so that God will do the appropriate work in them. This is why it is so important for you to gather as God's people each Lord's Day to pray, to read the Word of God together, to sing the Word of God, and to look into the Word of God, to seek His face. This is God's method of operation. And sometimes we do not understand adequately, and we betray ourselves because we do not look into the Word of God day by day. And when we do not look into the Word of God day by day, we do not understand the promise that God gives us. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. The rain coming down upon the earth providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I remember so well, years ago in western Kansas, becoming a part of my wife's family by getting on that combine and cutting wheat with others. And I really didn't become part of the family until I was able to put the wheat in, to drill the wheat. Then I became part of the family. But I always remember that part of the procedure was in harvesting the wheat was that some of that wheat was stored for next year, for seed. It was always put aside for next year to provide seed, because it would once again be planted and the rains would come in the grace of God, and the wheat once again would be harvested, and the cycle would continue, providing seed to the sower and bread to the ear. I meant to ask before the service began this morning what the current statistic is. You've seen the little signs beside the road. A Kansas farmer feeds himself and how many others? 128? Isn't that something? Every year it seems like it goes up. Bread to the eater. And when you go home and you take that bread, you give thanks to God because you know it came from wheat that was put in the ground and that God in His grace and mercy watered so that it would come forth and you would be able to eat. So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth, says the Lord. God's word will produce seed for His kingdom as young men and women come to grips with the gospel and trust Jesus Christ. And men and women will be fed on the Word of God as they grow older. And they will know the promises of God. And they will be grateful to God for His grace over years and decades. Some of you remember a young man by the name of Bart Mosman, who was an assistant football coach at Sterling College. And I had, over a period of many months, the opportunity to sit down with him at the Pizza Hut in Lyons and study the Word of God. And that we did week after week. And one of the nice things that he and his wife Carrie did when they went to Russia was to send me a calendar and a plate map from Pizza Hut in Moscow as kind of a remembrance and token of thanks for those studies. And over the period of weeks, this young man came to conviction concerning the great doctrines of Scripture and the great truths of the Reformation. And he went to a Presbyterian and Reformed seminary and is now laboring as a pastor on a college campus. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. There is no empty-handed word that God gives us. This is how He is pleased, dear friends, to work
and to act. Let's read the text again, starting from verse 6. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Are you wondering about how God will bring dramatic change, perhaps, in your life, in the life of your family, in the life of your children? Read and study and pray over the Word of God. Do it yourself. Do it in your family. Do it as we gather together as a body, as a church. God will use His Word to convert your children and make them followers of Jesus Christ. God will use His Word to give you comfort in a time of distress, in a time of surgery or financial pressure. God will use His Word to carry you forward in His purposes and His plans. And you will be able to look back over the years and say to Him, thank you, God, for your word and how you utilized it in my life to make me a follower of you.